We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. In case you didn't know, we also offer conservative Christian music in four different formats from Brookside. At www.abidingradio.org, we offer these four different kinds of music styles. You can get sacred, or you can get instrument only. Thirdly is a seasonal track, and we're currently, of course, playing Christmas music. And then fourthly, a track dedicated to children's programming. And we hope you try this out and maybe decide to listen to it on a regular basis. Again, that's www.abidingradio.org. Well, we're happy to have Pastor Phil Emery in the studio again with us today. And Pastor Phil, we were talking this last time about the ministry of music in our lives personally and for our children, for our families, for times of difficulties. And we're just so thankful that you're here to be able to help us and all of our folks in the area of music.
Well, it's a privilege to be serving in ministry, especially with music. I mean, this is the area that I feel like God has called me to, and music impacts me personally on such a deep level.
Sure.
And I think it can be a great help to the body and the believers. We see that many times in Scripture. There is a point and there is a value to it, and we want people to understand and be blessed by that, and for their thoughts to be redirected towards God.
Mm-hmm. And as we work with different groups and choirs and orchestras and things like that, sometimes I think the idea comes out that you have to be tremendously talented to be able to be involved in that area.
A misnomer. A misnomer.
Okay.
You know, I think there are examples in Scripture where there are trained musicians and they gather together and they will praise God. However, it's not just for the professional musician. Praising God and serving and ministering to others is just more broad than that. It's not limited to those who may say, oh, I've got a college degree in this. I've taken lessons for 10 years in this.
Sure.
No.
Right.
We serve and we can use music teaching our families. It can be at home. It can be joining the church choir. I've had a number of people come up to me and say, I'd love to be involved, but I haven't really been trained in music. Can I still serve? And
okay.
The answer is definitely yes.
Right.
There's a place for that, and we love to incorporate people. And if we can learn and if we can teach and understand more about the art of music, that we might more clearly communicate, then praise the Lord. But there is no exclusive ceiling of ability level because God doesn't function that way. He doesn't need us anyway.
Right.
And so even the best people on earth aren't that impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is God desires still praise from his people.
You know, just as you were talking, I was reminded that King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 16 was having some spiritual issues.
Yeah.
An evil spirit. And he said to his servants, I want you to find someone who can play his instrument well. And Josephus, the Jewish historian, tells us that King Saul had 276 trained professional musicians on his staff.
Yeah.
But instead, he said, I want you to find one who is able to minister to me just with his playing. And so, of course, they called little David, you know, the shepherd boy.
Yep.
And here's a boy that walks with God, who writes things like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that young man did what 276 trained musicians could not do.
Yeah. You know, I think this is just an observation and maybe an opinion, but when I look even at the Psalms of David, the fact that he praises God and focuses so much his thoughts coming back to the Lord is always a testimony for me. And I can't help but wonder if even in that situation of submitting to God's leading in his life, being put in, obviously, some dangerous situations.
Sure.
He still ministers to his king in service and maybe directing thoughts back to God. But yes, that was something that God gave him as a ministry in serving of the gifts and the opportunity and the talents that he had to do what God had called him to do at that time. What an amazing testimony. I don't know. I probably would have been a little more fearful if I were David. I don't know if I would have responded as well or with any amount of trust and faith if I were put in the exact same position, but it's a testimony.
And it's amazing that when he came to Saul, it says he stood before him and he loved him greatly.
Yeah.
And so here's a young boy who has a talent that obviously he has practiced, and he does it well. He wasn't just practicing a slingshot out in the field. He was practicing his music out in the field, having no clue that he would ever be called upon to play for the king. Kind of reminds us when we are practicing whatever music we're involved in, we ought to be practicing to play for the king, shouldn't we?
Of course. And that's something that, Lord willing, even in our ministry at Brookside Baptist Church, we focus and desire to bring focus back to the Lord, even in our rehearsal times, because as musicians, I think the tendency for us is to, and we talked about this the last broadcast, is bring things as a performance. But the truth is, God desires a heart rather than just a sacrifice. It's not just how well does it come out, but is our heart in tune with the Lord?
Right.
And if we even prepare our hearts as we rehearse, then we learn, say the choir is learning the words and understanding exactly what we're communicating. And if our heart is able to better grasp and understand that truth, then I think that is something that God just enables us better and allows us to better communicate truth to the congregation and serve in that way with music.
You know, when it comes from the heart, our face can't help but reflect it.
That is very true.
And I was just sharing with one of our choir members this last Sunday that I just really enjoy watching her sing, because obviously her voice is blended with everybody else, but her smile, her radiance just so ministers what she's saying that you can see it's not just a performance, it is a heart ministry. And hey, that's what it's all about.
And the truth is, I think anything that God does in our lives, if we receive of the Lord in a right spirit and understanding, this is from my God who is sovereign and he is on the throne and he has ordained this, whether it be good things or difficult things, that is something that we can be joyful about. And that is something that we want to share with others. So as we sing in choir, as we sing around others in the congregation, as we play our instruments, as we are interacting with other people in the world in our day-to-day jobs.
Right.
It's not just music, but that spirit of joy that God gives us should permeate our lives as Christians and as believers. And so we don't want to have this blank look as we go about our everyday lives and we have opportunities to connect with lost souls. I think there is that testimony aspect of, this is my God. He is great. We share these things in music, but we carry this with us because we're not just weekend believers.
Right, right.
We're not weekend church attenders. We want to share this testimony of God's goodness and his greatness in our lives.
There have been times that I have been out around town and I don't even realize it, but I'm singing a song.
Sure.
And I've had some people just stop me and say, I haven't heard that song since I was a kid. Wow. Thanks for singing today. And I wasn't even aware that I was singing loudly enough for anybody to hear me. You know, I'm in a store and I'm walking down the aisle. But when it's in your heart, it's just going to overflow.
And that is a gift from the Lord. I can't think of the number of times I've actually just woken up singing songs. But especially since I've been here at Brookside and I've had opportunities to think more throughout the day about even hymns that we'll be bringing as a ministry to our church body on Sundays, I'm thinking through, I'm mulling over, because I don't want to necessarily just pick any hymns. Mm-hmm. We want the music ministry in our churches to be something that both connects on an emotional level, but also makes sense, and it communicates based on the word that will be shared in those specific services.
Right.
We want it to be a help that way, and something that believers can be reminded of throughout the week and just be encouraged by, because their minds keep bringing up truth from God's word.
How important do you think it is to introduce new music to a church?
I think it's very important. One of my mentors and good friends reminded me often that any time God is at work in the lives of his people throughout history, you have seen hymns or music written by believers that focus on God's work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that is something that wasn't just happening 120 years ago when there were a few notable hymn writers putting out or writing a lot of things.
Right.
Well, now we live in a media and an electronic age where we can get things. We literally see hymns and music that is helpful for the lives of the believers springing up all over the world because we live in a global society. And we can get a hold of that via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's such a testimony. In some ways, if we limit ourselves just to the things that we're familiar with, I think we can miss out on the blessing of how God is continuing to work even today.
Do you think it's possible that we can be singing songs that we are so familiar with that we aren't even aware of what we're singing?
Oh, boy, this is big with me.
Mm-hmm.
That whole topic resonates with me because we can be singing truth, but vain repetition.
Yes.
It could be right. It could be true. But we're so used to it that it doesn't impact our hearts.
Right.
And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the hymn.
No, not at all.
It usually indicates that there might be something
wrong with our heart.
Wrong with us.
Yes.
And that's why we are benefited oftentimes just by having a different diet of things rather than,
mm-hmm.
and not to say that, again, there's anything wrong with some of these songs that we know so well, but we want to avoid doing things out of repetition that don't really connect with our hearts in communicating this truth from God's Word.
Because I know since you've been here, you have taught some new songs. And because I shared with you on the last broadcast, it has always been my goal to memorize the words to the hymns.
Of course.
So I don't pick up a hymnal, even if when somebody says, turn to number so-and-so, I don't pick up a hymnal because chances are 99 times out of 100, I already know the song. I already know the words.
Yep.
I know the second verse. I know the last verse. You know, probably don't know the third verse.
But we always skip that one.
We always skip that. But when you are teaching us new songs, I'm kind of jerked back into it like, oh, what is this? Oh, I don't know that one. And so consequently, it focuses my attention on the words and on the truth of that song. And I find myself then the next time we sing it, pretty soon it begins to permeate my mind. And so I'm singing it throughout the course of the day.
Amen.
And God uses that then as a new ministry of His Word.
Of course.
In my heart.
And that is the work of God in the lives of believers and His church today. And that's why we're thankful for new music that's being written.
Right.
We hope it's a blessing. We hope it's a help.
And I trust that as you're listening to us, as we bring this to a close, that you will allow God to open your heart, even to new music, that would lift your heart closer to the Lord and think seriously, purposefully about these words and let it change the way you think and the way you live. Until the next time, may God give you a fantastic day.